Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about the stuff that, didn't make it into last week's show. And sure as heck isn't going to make it into this weekend's show. We have a busy one ahead this weekend. Now, first off, I want to wish today a very happy birthday to our own Dane Vodder, producer Dane. He is going to be off this week. It is his birthday. So make sure you jump over to Around the House with Eric G. and find the post for his birthday and wish him a happy birthday. Let's show Dane some love today. Well, I wanted to talk today about one important topic for all you DIYer home improvement people out there that are tackling your own projects. You know, people ask me, well, how did you get into doing all of these things and how did you learn to do all these things? And, you know, I started out early. I was lucky. I had a dad that spent a lot of time doing stuff around the house, working on cars. And we spent a lot of time building, doing, constructing, and all of those things. But I wanted to share kind of some of my favorite little tips for people that want to get into doing DIY projects or want to get better at DIY projects. Tip number one, get yourself decent grade tools. And I'm not talking about have to go out and get the finest of Milwaukee. You don't need commercial grade. You need a great, solid homeowner grade. Because I tell you what, low-quality tools, man, not fun. If I have a low-quality tool, I have to struggle as a professional to do a great job with it because it's not doing what I want it to do. So as a person that's learning, makes it even harder. So get some decent tools. And I'm not going to sit here and debate out the what I call the Ford versus Chevy versus Dodge versus Toyota who's got the better truck thing here. But really, when you want to do the job right, get some decent grade tools. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, sometimes using your dad's 40-year-old Craftsman might be a little tough. There's a lot better things. Technology's come a long way. At the same point, I don't jump on Amazon and buy the cheapest thing out there either because some of those are kind of junk. So get something good. Get a name brand. You know, for homeowners, Ryobi, great brand. You know, DeWalt, Makita, all those brands are decent grade tools. Craftsman, no problem. All good stuff. And quite frankly, Craftsman's made by DeWalt, so is Porter Cable. So they're all the same brand as far as that goes. So just, you know, get some decent grade tools. That's going to make that a little bit easier. Now the next step, practice. Don't go taking on this massive project first. Spool up to it a little bit. Work on those. You know, if you're learning electrical and you want to learn it right, do your research, figure it out, but practice. Maybe do an outlet first. Of course, get the tools. Make sure you know how to measure if there's current in there. So that leads up to the first one here that kind of goes with practice. Safety. Understand the best safety practices for the project you're going to take into. That project, You should understand what the gotchas are. Did I turn the power off? What are the problems that I could do that could hurt me or someone else? So that's a big one right there. Now, part of that practice is going to be learn the best practices. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're building a shower surround, figure out how and learn from professionals. We have this thing called YouTube. You can listen to this show. There's lots of different ways to learn. But if you learn the wrong way of doing it, you're going to have to go back and do it again. That's not the practice I'm talking about. You want to learn about the right ways to do the project from professionals. Now, here's the thing. We've talked about it before in the show. There's some YouTube hacks out there that are going to cause you some problems. So make sure you understand, if you're going to use a product, use that product correctly. For instance, like we were talking tile, if you're going to be doing Ardex as a tile brand company that's going to be for your adhesives and mortar, your thinset, your grout, watch their videos to make sure you know how to use their product correctly. Because many times you might have used product A, but you're going to use product B, and you're going to try to use it like you learned for product A, and you're wrong. So learn those best practices for each product to make sure that you know what you're doing. And be careful with who you believe is a good source for information. Now, that comes back to the practice again. We'll circle back around on that one, as they say. When you're practicing, before you take on that huge tile job and maybe you're going to redo the bathroom floor or the kitchen floor, maybe try a small backsplash in the powder room first. Get a hang of it. Understand how to cut tile. Or before you go put in that new circuit, understand what building code is and how to pull the permit and do the things right to pull that, depending on what's in your area. You know, that's one thing you got to be very careful with. Building codes are different in some states, city to city, and in some states, it's state to state. Like Oregon generally has one building code, except for Portland, because, you know, Portland likes to be different. They'll add to it sometimes. But generally, Oregon has building code the same way. And Washington, similar. You get out into the East Coast, and there's states out there that have, well, the building code in this city is different than the building code of this state. They don't have the state building codes, which makes it a little harder because you don't know sometimes what you have to pull a permit on or what you don't. So figure that out. And now here's probably one of the most important things outside of safety. Plan ahead. Make sure you map out the processes that you have for the project. If you're building a deck, well, first thing I do is get on the city website and find out, or county or municipality that's the code enforcement area for you. How tall can it go? How big can it go? What's the rules for you pulling a building permit? You're going to get yourself in trouble, have to tear the deck down. Find out what those rules are, and many of them have deck installation rule guides that they have as a book to tell you how to do it. I know plenty of cities that have gone out of their way to put that information on their city planning website for homeowners like you. So that's a great one. The same thing goes with fences. Oh, you want to put a 6-foot fence around your house? Awesome. Maybe practice a little bit first. But here's the thing. A lot of places won't let you put a 6-foot fence across the front of your house. Maybe it has to be 3. Maybe it has to be 4 feet. I have plenty of friends, lots of them, that have put 6-foot fences up and the city comes over and knocks on the door and goes, ha, didn't do that right. Now they got to go through and take down and waste a ton of material because now they got to make that a 3-foot fence, not a 6-foot fence. Nobody likes doing projects twice. Really. Also, this is another one here, too. This is a good one. Lean on your friends and professionals. You've got friends that are, you know, contractors out there. Get their take on something. Have them come over. Buy them a beer. Figure out how they would tackle that project. You know, if they're going to take time out of their day, even though if they're a good friend, come over, you know, take care of those friends. I've had a lot of friends, I tell you what, come over and help me on my projects recently. Not because I needed so much their consultation. Yeah, I had a few pens that I was well outside my wheelhouse on. But I got a lot of people that are professionals out there that I owe a few beers to, and that's okay. But here's the thing. lean on those professionals to make sure that you understand and cover them on our time. You know, make sure that you've got that taken care of. But really, don't be afraid of taking on these bigger projects. Everybody has to learn. The bigger the project you take on, the better you get, the more practiced you are. You know, the more you use that circular saw, the better off you're going to be at it. The more you use that table saw correctly, the better you're going to be at it. So make sure that you understand what you're doing, how you're doing it. You can tackle many projects that the pros are tackling. And right now, with building material prices up 2, 3, 400%, depending on what you're looking at, that could save you some money. And instead of not doing the project, you might be able to save it where you could do it. Now, yes, some of these projects, like building a fence, framing up a shed out of lumber right now, are probably going to cost you this year more in materials than it did last year to have somebody do it. That happens. And sometimes you look at the budget and go, man, this isn't worth it. I'm holding off because next year I hope it's better. We all hope it's going to be better. And it probably will be a little bit better. How much? Hard to say. We got to get demand down or production up. It's one of the two. And we'll be a little bit closer. And hopefully we can make these projects, including building some houses out there, a little bit more affordable for people. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. Happy birthday, Dane. We really appreciate you here on Around the House with Eric G. Now, make sure you catch the podcast tomorrow for the Pro Insider, for all you pros, and Around the House with Eric G this weekend. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.